News Talk 1450 KFIZ. It is Friday, and we continue previewing the spring high school football season. It's week three of action this week as we play here at the start of April now. We played game in March and had the two games in the middle of last week here on our airwaves. So now we're back to a traditional Friday setting. Of course, Fondy Cardinals and Stevens Point is our game of the week, but let's take a look at some of the action happening both in the local area and around the state with Travis Wilson from WisSports.net. Travis, thanks for joining us. How are you this week?
Doing well. Thanks, Spencer.
Appreciate you taking some time to chat with us. Let's rewind to week two. It was a busy week of action. I know you had your travel itinerary all set out, and you were actually down the road from us in Lamira, taking in a couple games last week. What were your impressions of seeing a whole bunch of different games last week and the extended week of football we had?
Well, it was a fun week. It was unique in this unique season. You know, the opportunity to watch games on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that doesn't come along too often. So I got out and took advantage of it. Got to see a couple games at Lamira on Wednesday. Very impressed with their facility there, what they are able to do. And as we've talked about before, the decision, the forward-looking and forward-thinking decision by the Flyway Conference to try to have, you know, a bunch of those games on turf fields, either at Lamira in Ripon or at Kewaskum. And so a great facility, great opportunity to see a couple games. Mayville was very impressive in the first game, and then Lamira, very impressive in the second game. They really took it to Ripon. And Ripon is a pretty decent team. And Lamira was up, I think it was 40-0 or 41-0 at one point, maybe even in the first half, I think it was. So great opportunity to see Lamira, a team that, you know, in that Flyway Conference, man, you've got Lamira, St. Mary Springs, who rebounded with that impressive win over Winnebago Lutheran. You've got Omro, and you've got Mayville, all very, very good teams, and it's going to be fun to see how the rest of the season plays out between them. Thursday, I got a chance to head over and check out a new facility at Wisconsin Dells. They hosted a non-conference game, a neutral site game. I actually saw three games on Thursday. And then went up to Arcadia, where their turf field is in place as well, on Friday. So it was a fun week. A lot of miles on the car, but that's okay. It was good to get out and see a lot of football, see a lot of people that I had a chance to catch up with, coaches and whatnot, and some pretty good teams along the way.
Yeah, like you mentioned, that unique week of games across multiple days. Normally it's just a Friday. You got to pick your game and go out to it and can maybe monitor the rest of the action. Maybe you get a game on a Thursday or a Saturday, but with all the games happening, it was a good opportunity to see some teams. We, of course, saw St. Mary Springs. You mentioned them. Some questions after that loss to Omro, but I think the quote here from Coach Highland and the coaching staff was, I think it was, everything was much better after they beat WLA 42-0, and then with Fond du Lac just rolling again, falling down 7-0 early, but 35 straight points, cruising to a 56-21 victory over a pretty good Nina team. So we've got some really good football teams up here in this Fond du Lac area, don't we?
Absolutely. Again, all those Flyway schools, and then Fond du Lac, I think they might be the most impressive team of the entire season so far. They're averaging almost 60 points a game. Have really put it on a few pretty decent teams here, making a case that it's tough to compare, you know, the teams that are playing in the spring here to the teams that played in the fall. And it would have been awesome if we would have got a regular playoff structure. But early on, still a long ways to go. They've still got a game potentially against either Kimberly or Bayport in a crossover. And, of course, they've got Bayport on the regular season schedule as well. But Fond du Lac making a push to maybe be in that conversation of, you know, were they up there with that Muskego team that ran through everybody in the fall, making a strong argument so far?
Travis, what were some of the other highlights from week two's action? Anything stand out to you from last week?
Well, talking about Bayport, they got a big win. It was interesting. They were neck and neck with Stevens Point, and all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, Bayport rolled off four touchdowns and ended up winning 49-20. Matt Grzybowski had a big game in that one, a couple touchdowns in that fourth quarter, three touchdowns, in fact, in that fourth quarter, finished with 160 yards. Appleton North had a nice win over Ashwaubenon. That was a tight game. Beaver Dam, you know, getting kind of up towards the Fond du Lac area a little bit, at least for us in the, you know, more southwestern part of the state. They had a nice win, a little bit of a program-changing type of win as they beat Monona Grove 26-18. Rallying twice in the fourth quarter. So that was a nice win for Beaver Dam. And Lamira, again, I was very impressed with what they did. They were one of our nominees for Team of the Week this week on WSN, along with St. Mary Springs. So some really good games around the state, and you know, setting up some good action the rest of the way. Not a huge slate of games this week in week three, but we have some doozies coming up pretty soon, including, again, I think one that a lot of people are circling, that Fond du Lac Bayport game on April 23rd up at Bayport. That's a big one on the schedule.
Yeah, for sure. And barring any upsets here in the next couple of weeks, Stevens Point probably get Fondy a game, but the next couple of weeks on either side, you have to imagine both those teams will be unbeaten going into that one. And then you mentioned potential matchup down the road for Fondy Kimberly or even a Bayport Kimberly. That's going to be some games to watch for sure here in the spring season.
Yeah, again, some big games looming, and you know, it everything's different this year, but I like what the Fox Valley Classic did with their, you know, multi-divisional structure. We talked about it. It's a little confusing keeping track of who's in which pod and, you know, who's playing crossovers or whatever, but it does set up some really fun crossovers at the end of the year. And there's a couple conferences that did that to try to take advantage of, you know, what's going on and set up some good matchups at the end of the season, week six and week seven.
Travis, we talked about it last week, and I know one of the storylines that everybody's following, and we followed it back in the fall, was the number of games played versus games canceled. And I know there have been some games that have been canceled because not because of COVID, but because of low numbers. What was the breakdown last week? How many games were played versus canceled in the state?
Well, last week there were three games canceled, which is the same number that we had in week one, and there were 52 games played. So once again, we were at 95% of all games were played. And if people recall, when we tracked it back in the fall, the overall number finished about 75%. There were some weeks it was up around 80, and some weeks it was below 70. So 95% we will take any and every day. And by the way, that's COVID cancellations. Mm-hmm. There was a couple games last week that were canceled because of low numbers in the program, and there's already a couple, unfortunately, this week. The Green Bay schools are really struggling right now. Green Bay Southwest does have to go on a pause because of COVID. They're going to be shut down this week. They were supposed to play Appleton West, but Green Bay East and Green Bay West are canceling this week because of low numbers in the programs. And the struggles at those schools are well documented at East and West. Really struggled the last few years to be competitive, first in the FRCC, and even when they moved to the Bay Conference. You never like to see that happen. Hopefully they can get back on track, because next week it's supposed to be Green Bay East versus Green Bay West, which is one of the most played and one of the oldest rivalries in the state of Wisconsin, a big-time rivalry game for people up there in the Green Bay area. So hoping that you know, they can get some kids healthy, eligible, interested, active, and involved, and get that game in and get through the rest of the season without any hiccups.
Travis, anything specific you're looking out for week three in terms of games on the calendar tonight?
Well, that FRCC or the Fox Valley area, certainly some big ones. You've got Bayport at De Pere. Both are undefeated and ranked in the top 10 of our large school rankings. Fond du Lac and Stevens Point, I think that could be an interesting game. Kewaunee at Notre Dame. Notre Dame is unbeaten, and they are the number one team in the medium school division. Kewaunee's look pretty impressive. They're the number four team in the small school division. So some good games on the schedule this week. Nothing earth-shattering, but certainly some good competitive games, and even some rivalry games like Sun Prairie Middleton, Greenfield, and Greendale. You know, setting up for some good matchups this week.
Anything people should be looking for in WIS Sports this week, Travis?
Our normal in-season content. You can find our player and team of the week polls that come out every Monday. The coaches poll comes out Tuesdays. You got in-season action, our eight-player preview. Not a lot of teams playing eight-player this spring, only 10 going, but we're spotlighting that game. And of course, Oakfield up in your area, a pretty solid team. They're looking pretty decent and came back after that first loss of the year against Wisconsin Heights. So just our normal in-season content, and then pretty soon, you know, we'll be looking forward to the end of the season, a very, very fast sprint to the finish. We'll have our football award updates throughout the year. And don't forget, we've also got some other stuff going on here in the state. Regional volleyball action is this Saturday, continuing with sectionals and state semifinals next week, culminating with state championships next Saturday the 17th at Kaukauna High School for this alternate volleyball season.
Lots going on, Travis. Thanks as always. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Spencer.